you are ready to carry us, Lord. So we'll stand and eat. So let's speak your word. We know what your word is spoken won't return until it's prospered us in a way that you meant for it to prosper us. So thank you for blessing the souls and prayers already. Through the greetings of one another and each other's presence. Now let's be with the mighty word this morning. And so that in the end, you'll be glorified and your people will be enriched and stronger.
Let's step one. And then you put your trust.
moment that need God. And then he allows you to see yourself and see what sin has done to your world. Now you come to the step where we're at today. After you see how much you need God, after you see what sin has done to your world, and sin has the kind of person that sin has morphed you into, and you mourn that. You say, God, that's not the person I want to be. This is not the kind of world I want to live in. Then you come to the point where we are today. Right. And today I want to talk about the might of the meek. The might of the meek.
All right.
The might of the meek.
All right, let's see.
Because, my brothers and sisters, being meek doesn't mean you're weak.
True. Amen.
Don't get meekness.
Amen.
And weakness mixed up.
Right. Amen.
Stay with me for just a second. A few days ago, something extraordinary happened. Something that was shocking.
All right.
Something that drew us attention because we had a hard time believing after we saw it. What had happened?
All right.
You were at the Oscars. At the Oscars, Will Smith, one of our great actors, one of a person we looked up to in our community and all of the acting community and everybody that's seen his movies, and another person, comedian Chris Rock, was on the stage. And in his joking, the way comedians joking, especially when you're up front, told a joke about Jada. And you first saw Will laughing along, but then up there suddenly we see Jada was upset about it. In the way of defending her, he walked up on the stage and nobody knew what he was going to was up, and then he slapped Chris Rock. Now, in a lot of situations, when he slapped Chris Rock, in a lot of situations, that person would have came back on him.
Right.
Yeah. It would have been a fight, right? You always say in a lot of situations, but most people aren't going to be able to deal with being slapped.
Yeah.
On television in front of everybody on prime time.
Yeah. Right.
Sure. But Chris Rock held his composure. And he didn't step back. He didn't swing back.
Right.
Kept his composure. He did what he knew best. Made it out of the joke. Some people said that was good. But we see that could possibly, listen here, that could, when I talk about meekness today, that could have possibly been a good example of meekness. But then some say, I don't think it's true, some say that Chris Rock was true. But I thought about, what if it had not been Chris Rock that was presenting the award? But what if it had been D-Rock? Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
And he walked up there and slapped D-Rock.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And D-Rock didn't slap him back. There would certainly be meekness.
Because
meekness said, I had the power.
Right.
I had the strength to take you out. But it was something who went for.
Yeah.
Because this was first Oscar. I won't do that, but this was first Oscar that a black person had produced.
Right.
They gave us the opportunity to produce the whole show, and it was all of us, and it was so special the first time. But people don't even remember that. Because sometimes meekness is a kind of restraint.
Right. That's real.
Really, the thing that I'm going to tell you, meekness is, in its essence, strength under control.
There it is. Amen. Absolutely.
is when you're strong, but you're under control. Another example of this is when you have a wild horse that hasn't been broken and he's wild. He just runs all over the place, you can't get close to him. You can't put a bridle on him, can't put a saddle on him, can't put a business man. You can't do anything with him. Because he's out of control. He's strong, he's a stallion. You can look at him and see how strong he is. But he's not useful. You hear me what I'm saying? He's not useful until he's broken.
Amen.
You can't pull no wagons. You can't have no shows, different kind of shows that they have horses when you jump over those, I don't know what to call it. But you can't put him in there because he's out of control.
Yeah.
But once you break,
he
can't get in no way. Because he wouldn't even stay at his gate. He wouldn't stay at his land. But once he's broke, you can, he's useful. Amen. So don't get it. But he's not that he was weak when he's broke.
Right.
He's still strong.
Right.
But his strength
under
control.
Amen. Amen.
Alright. Y'all went so far.
Alright.
Yeah. On this meekness. This weakness journey. Let me give a couple more definitions. I don't want you to get it down. Number one, remember, meekness is supernatural. It's also called gentleness in the fruits of the Spirit, depending on what word you have. So it's produced by the Spirit. Meekness is a supernatural thing. Meekness is not weakness, but meekness does not use its power for its own defense. Are selfish purposes. Meekness is controlled strength of power completely surrendered to God's control.
My God.
It is an attitude of the heart in which all things are brought into the perfect control of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. All right.
Meek people don't just It is not peace at all costs.
Right.
Yeah. It is not being, peace at all, whatever it takes to keep it peaceful. That's not what meekness is.
Okay.
Meekness takes a stand. Yeah, it takes a stand, but it takes a stand in God's time with God's people in God's way. We take stands.
Okay.
We take stands. Most of the time when we think about Jesus, who decided to be meek and mild, and when we think about Amen, but at some point Jesus took a stand. He never did take a stand to defend himself.
Right. Sure.
But one time we saw folks that had messed the temple up. They had stealing people's money by the way that they were selling them stuff. Amen. Yeah. They were giving, not giving them the money their animals were worth. Or they were selling something animals, exuberant with prices. And Jesus, the one they thought, Jesus kind of mild.
Right.
But that day.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, now y'all went too far. Y'all made my father. Don't go come in your parents' house.
Okay.
See, sometimes you come in mine. And I'm mean, saying you might be able to get away with that question. Just me. But now you go to my parents' house. history.
That's good.
The might of the meek is not their strength, but God's strength.
Right, right.
The reason why I don't have to fight my own battles, because he fights my battles.
Amen.
And he never lost a battle.
Right. Right.
Oh, I wish I had a
window.
That means so much to me. I've never had, sometimes they miss. Sometimes I feel like I'm losing.
Right.
I feel like those that are against me are winning.
Yeah.
And I want to go in a way to save face in my reputation that would be what God would have me to do. God just let me do what I want to do.
Nope.
But then God said, now it's a bigger picture, Tim.
Right, right.
This thing ain't about you.
Right. Yeah.
This is about who you represent.
Amen.
This is about who you can help.
Yeah.
This is about what people say about you in the community.
Right, right.
So you can't do that. Even though, amen, you want to do it because they've been doing it to you.
Yeah. Come on now.
But God holds reins.
Yes, yes.
And I belong to him.
Amen.
So now, I got two things we're going to talk about. First, I want to talk about the principles of meekness. P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E-S. Of meekness. I want to look at the fundamental truths about meekness, the principles. And then later on, I want to talk about the principles of meekness. This is a different principle.
Right.
This is P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L-S. So we want to get both the principles of meekness and the principles of meekness. You saying the same thing.
Yeah.
They spell different. I may sound the same, but the words spell different. Y'all know sometimes words sound the same and not the same when I speak them because I don't have enough molars.
Yeah, right.
You have enough molars, so I can't hear words, so I can't hear what you want to know.
Right.
All right, here we go. The first, the principles, the truth about me. Get your paperwork out. Just look at the, I think it's, yes. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. This is what a meek person does. Everybody see it's on your first page, right in front of the best of
them. Amen.
Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
My God.
And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path.
Okay.
I said direct your path.
Yeah.
All right, let's get three things I want you to see. That if you have this supernatural meekness, this is the attitude that you will have. Number one, trust in the Lord.
Amen.
It's easy to say this song. I will trust in the Lord.
Right.
I will trust in the Lord until I die.
Uh-huh.
But do you really trust in the Lord? That's why sometimes when you're in those situations where you are ill and treated and you want to do tit for tat.
That's real. That's real.
But you know, hey, I don't have to respond because my trust is in God.
Right.
And he fights my battles.
Yeah.
I'm trusting in his strength in his situation. And I know because of my history with him.
Right.
Just as he's working out in my history, he's going to work it out in my future. See, if I didn't have a God, I could trust him. I have to worry about doing it myself.
Okay.
Or let him do something that's going to damage me or my family, the people I love, the church. But because I trust in him.
Yeah, yeah.
I trust you, Lord.
All right.
I trust you. I trust you that I can be the person that you want me to be.
Yeah.
With the attributes you want me to be.
Yeah.
Living love in my enemy.
Yeah.
And yet my enemy won't destroy me because I'm trusting in you.
Yeah.
And in the end, you can still bring me out of here. I'm trusting in you.
Yeah.
With my name logged on the side, folks, I'm trusting you.
Yeah, yeah. I got.
That you're going to vindicate me one day. I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to become my own attorney. Because I know that as long as I'm trusting in you,
yeah,
one day I'll have vindication in public.
Yeah, yeah, amen. Amen. That's the word of God. That's
amen.
The word of God, Richard.
That's the promise.
That's the word of God.
It's promises.
Trust. But not only.
God.
Trust in the, and it says, don't lean on your own understanding. But that way, you know, we lean on our own stuff.
Yeah.
If you lean on your own understanding, you
smile. Yeah,
well, I see this thing right here.
Yeah.
Well, I understand this thing. I'm going to have to do something this for a fool.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he never lost
a battle. Amen.
So, trust in the Lord. And then the verse, and do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Or, what this means, you got to be committed to him with you.
Yeah.
So, rather than say, okay, Lord, I know what, you know, because sometimes we get a little upset. I know what I'm going to do. Lean on him, go to him. God, I need your wisdom.
My God. Yeah.
I need your wisdom for this situation I'm in right here.
Yeah.
I need your wisdom.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to act wrong because I'm your representative.
Right.
So
yeah.
Give me your wisdom.
Alright.
Give me your way.
Give
me your will.
Right.
And I'm committed to following your will, your way, your wisdom. That's what I'm saying. So trust, and then a commitment to do what God's will is.
Yeah.
You trust it, then you commit yourself to doing His will.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens once you trust Him? You commit yourself to doing His will, and He will make straight your path.
Yeah.
He will direct your way. Let me tell you what this means. What this means right here. This is what happened. Like I think I talked about this this is what happens when a king comes down. Talk about when a king or president comes down.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate president Biden. I forgot what Mama said it was. President Biden, whatever, whoever the president is. When a president comes to town, hey, I don't care who you are.
It's true.
You got to clear the streets.
Yeah, it's shut down. Yeah.
It's true. You got to clear all the streets. Hotel stay, you got to clear the floor above, got to clear the floor behind, clear the whole floor.
Right.
City sheriff everywhere. They all sniper on the roof everywhere.
Because
they're trying to make way. They going to make sure he's protected. They going to make sure he gets to where he wants to get.
Right.
When he fly anywhere. Because they playing that and get to stand a homing weapon.
Yeah.
Amen. When the Air Force One. Because he got all that protection. He got jet fighters beside him.
Yeah.
He got all the protection he needs because who he is. Oh, so this is what the primary writer is saying.
Okay.
He will go before you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Where the road might be bumpy or smooth or not. Amen. Where there may be trees, he'll get them out of the way. Any impediment, any obstacle that need to be moved, he said, I'll move them. And I make sure you are so successful getting to your destination. I will guarantee that you get there. I don't care how many things they need for you. How many
okay.
You have to be with those, but get all this money. Yeah, you get all this money, but you can't enjoy it.
My Lord, my Lord.
And truth be told, you don't have all this money. All that money, have you?
Right.
Amen.
I hope, pray, preach, trust in the Lord. Do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires
of your heart. My God,
let's trust Him. Yeah. You can lie in what God has you do. This is five. Oh, there you go again. Trust first. Five, commit your way to the Lord.
Yeah.
Trust in Him and He will act.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's enough right there. I can just stop right there. That'll be enough time for today. He said, commit your way to Him and He will act. About a title, a position,
yeah, yeah.
same spirit. We all have seen. They come short.
Right.
Of the glory of God.
Amen.
The physician don't save me. Don't make me better.
Amen.
Even standing here as I preach it, that's gonna make me a pastor.
Amen.
Don't make me better than you.
Right.
We're all side by side. That's what it means to be meek. You don't think yourself more than you think, but you all gonna think yourself less.
Right. Yeah.
Then you ought to say, look, you're a child of God, made in his image.
Yeah.
You got value because you're made in God's image. You're a valuable person.
Amen.
What community you live in, what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, how big a paycheck, what school you went to, or even if you went to school, you're still a child of God.
Amen.
With his image and brethren upon you. You're somebody. You've got to look aside and say, so I told you sometime before God, when he takes you out of your comfort zone, before he can get to your comfort zone and face the vision that he had, he had to take you through. Y'all remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did that take you through? Y'all remember? The school zone.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. From your comfort zone to your the vision they had in your puzzle, he had to take you to the school zone.
Okay.
So God said, oh yeah, I got a dream for you, Jonah, but you got a little, you got a little arrogance about it. You got a little bit too much trust in yourself. So I need to take you to the school zone. And when you go to the school zone, it slows you. But you can't go to the school zone fast. Joseph's brother, I'm on 15. Genesis 15. When Joseph's brother for something to follow. Then they say, and maybe the Lord will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did. So they send a message over saying, your father gave this command before he died, and the Lord, please forgive the transgression of your brother and their sin because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgression of the servant of God, of your father. Jonah wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, behold, we are your servants. But Jonah said to them, do not fear. For am I in the place of God? As for you, you've been.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You've been evil against me.
Yeah.
But God
meant
it for good.
Yeah.
To bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So do not fear.
Yeah.
I will provide for you and your little ones. Does he comfort them and spoke kindly?
Yeah.
It's leadership.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're wrong. Me, God anointed you, he made you king, before. You know, Saul's getting old.
Right.
And when a man get old, you know, you got to make a rest stop every once in a while. You got to make a rest stop every once in a while. So Saul had one way around. One shell around. Amen. But Saul and his day had to make a restful break.
Yeah.
So all he had was a dark cave.
Yeah.
But now God had already positioned David and his married man in the cave.
Yeah.
So Saul went in and he couldn't, else then he couldn't even sing.
Right.
He was taking a restful break.
Yeah.
While he was doing that, David got close enough and cut a piece of my robe off.
Yeah.
I just want to let him know I couldn't kill him.
Yeah.
Two times, David could have took his enemy out.
Right.
And David said, I'm not going to cut you off no
more. Yeah. And because of, my God.
God was taking David through the school zone.
Yeah.
I said, David, if you're going to be a leader, you got to be meek.
Yeah.
I cannot trust you with a position of power. If you're going to weaponize your power.
Amen.
If you're going to use your authority and your power as a weapon.
Amen.
I can't give it to you.
Yeah,
I got to give it to somebody that got enough heart that you're not going to use your authority and power against your people. But you're going to use it for them.
Yeah, that's good.
That's why I got to take you to the school. I had to see what kind of man you were.
Yeah.
I had to be a man you were. Before I take you to where I'm going to take you, I had to take you to the school. So he got there. That's all right. Once he tried, so he was okay. Saul town was bowed up. He got killed in a war.
Amen.
In a battle. And all on him with his son.
Right.
And David became king a little bit after that. He made a way for him.
Yeah.
He protected David. Saul came so close to him so many times, but David was way willing to escape. And a lot of times, it was because Saul's own son, David may say, was bad at that.
Yeah.
He is. Saul's own son encouraged David in the Lord.
Amen.
Why can we be meek, my brothers and sisters? Why can we have this attitude of meekness? It's because the supernatural ability of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is that we'll inhabit the earth. Before what's going to happen, when Jesus comes back, it makes a whole new earth, new heaven and new earth. On earth, we will reign with him.
Amen.
We'll be reigning with him when he comes back. If you've been faithful, he's going to elevate you. Kingdom attitude reigns. Kingdom altitude.
All right,
that's good. Yeah, it's you. You got the right attitude. See that? You know your God better work. If you got the right attitude,
amen.
He'll bring you up, give you attitude. Altitude. He'll bring you up, he'll bring you up higher. He'll give you a higher altitude.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Don't you have right? It's not always your aptitude. It's how good you are.
Right, what you can do.
Amen.
Because sometimes you'll be good at something, you have bad attitude.
Right.
And you mess up the locker room.
Yeah,
I see the great athletes when it comes to the attitude, they brought the business in the locker room, and the team couldn't win because they were divided and working against themselves. But when you get it together, you got a great attitude.
Yeah.
Team. So remember that, ladies. Remember that. Remember, don't fight your battles. Sometimes you won't feel like it. It don't work. Let God work. Let God work.
Yeah.
He does some amazing. You will inherit the earth. But not only when Jesus comes back, but I'm trying to tell you, if you got the right attitude, God will promote you to a position of influence now.
Amen.
See, it's a now part and a not yet part. We are not yet in the kingdom where he makes you earth. But the now part is, if you got the right attitude, God is on. Whatever the Lord leads you to do. Humble yourself.
Yeah.
And he will exalt you. Be gentle. Be humble. Be meek. And he'll lift you up. Folks, nobody been into them. He'll lift you up. He'll give you vindication.
He'll
take you to the pit. Because we just let kind of God. That's great. Thank you, Father. Next week. We want everybody to order next week whether we will go mass optional or we say mass mandatory. Amen. So we go mass optional. Go if you're Jesus. You can see where they're mad. We got plenty of air purifiers. We got plenty of ways of cleaning up and making sure we got the trail spaced out. And like I said, the back up. We'll deal with it. Keep that in mind the next week. We'll give everybody an opportunity to share. We'll give you a little better. Amen. Some of us have been wearing masks for a long time. Some of y'all face, I don't even remember how you face. Amen. Bless you. Goodbye. But I know some of you got here to know about little kids. So we have extra care. You got to take my son, check yourself, and you won't take your children to make sure you're healthy. Amen. Even if you're not there to stay or build up on your mat. And you know, really, if I really tell you the truth, it has been a mask.
Come on in.
It was one of his mice.
Come on in.
Come in. Thank you.